So it looks like an X, in other words.
Oh, yes. And there's pieces of wood across that where your sawhorses on both sides, you put your wood right in there. Yeah, any length you want while you cut them up there.
What would you call it, the type of carpenters use it? Have sort of an A-frame, have two legs, and then they have a cross piece like this, and they lay a board across. What would you call that?
Sawhorse.
That's still a sawhorse, okay. What do you call a thing you use, not a comb, but the other thing you use to arrange your hair?
Brush?
Yeah. This, it's a grab bag.
I imagine.
The, when they had straight, or when people shave with straight razors, what do you call a piece of the leather thing you used to...
Strapper.
If you want to go hunting with a rifle, what kind of ammunition are you going to go get?
Well, it's all according to if it was 22 or 32 or 38.
Well, what general term would describe all of those types of ammunition?
Well, 22 would be your main thing.
Mm-hmm. What would you call them? I'm going to get me a box of blank.
Well, 22s. You just call them 22 rifle shot.
You wouldn't, I'm looking for pronunciation items. I gotta get, I'll say 38 or, what's with the 38? I hope not. They don't hit anything. Say if you had a 30-06 or something like that, what do you call that type of ammunition?
I don't know. I never was into that. I don't know just what that what that would be. Of course, that would be a that would be more or less a deer rifle.
Yeah.
30-30, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be more or less for deer, you know. They don't use them for rabbits or anything.
No, it's a little bit of overkill.
Yeah, you know.
But the you can't think of the word that describes the lead projectile plus the case, the brass casing.
Mm.
Okay, we'll come back to that. The thing that kids used to play on, where one kid sits on the end of a board and the other kid on the other end of the board, and you got a rock or something like that in the middle, and they go up and down like this. What do you call that?
Rock-a-bye baby. Or a seesaw.
Uh-huh.
Seesaw.
I have never met I've never met anybody that knows what this thing is, but this is on the questionnaire. You have a board that's anchored at both ends. Maybe a kid jumps up and down or rides on the middle, sort of bounces it up and down. Do you have any name for that? What about the thing you play on where the kids go round and round? What do you call that?
Merry-go-round?
Yeah. When you have coal, what do you call a thing you use to carry the coal in with?
Coal bucket.
Okay. There's a very useful thing that if you got to carry a, say, middle-sized quantity of stuff like load of compost, a fair amount of compost, something like that. Rather than carry it in a bucket, maybe you'd put it in something and wheel it around. What'd you call that thing?
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah, okay. You have a small portable thing you use to sharpen your knife or your scythe. What would you call that? Maybe put it in your pocket or something.
I don't know. I just can't,
okay.
Can't get in on that.
The Mr. has a rather remarkable collection of these things. He has a bunch of these things that you use. They sit in place and you turn them around and around and you sharpen knives or hatchets or whatever on them. What do you call that?
Some sort of a grinder.